This is Heat, a The Hobbit and Unexpected Journey fanfic, written by Soulspace and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated NC-17, contains the pairing Feely-Keely, with warnings for sibling incest, possessive behavior, jealousy, and pre-canon content. Sweat drips in Feely's eyes, and he wipes it away with the back of his hand. The braids around his face are sodden, the rest of his hair not much better, and his shirt clings slickly to his chest, as if the damn thing wasn't tight enough already. It's too old and too small. He's already had to tear the sleeves off to allow him the freedom to swing a hammer. But, to be honest, he's not complaining. He sees the way Keely looks at him when he tugs it on in the morning, that flicker of heat in his eyes. And that's a look Feely likes to encourage. It inevitably ends well for him. Keely nudges his shoulder, hands him a mug of water.
You need a wash, he says.
Feely takes the mug, sets it to one side. The forge is achingly hot, and he grasps the hammer tight in his hand.
That's because I've been working, he answers, not prancing around the market all morning.
It's a hard job, Keely answers.
Someone has to do it.
I'm sure, Feely answers, and continues. Oren came by. He needs a set of pots as soon as I can get them done. He adjusts the glowing metal on the anvil, thinks about shaping and the angle of the blow. Keely leans against the doorframe, arms folded. There are tiny braids running back over his ears. He's trying out something new, Feely knows, but the braids are unraveling already.
Oren?
He asks. Feely nods his agreement and swings the hammer down. A smooth curve is starting to show itself in the red-hot metal, and Feely feels a swell of satisfaction begin in his belly.
He was here to get his pony shoed 3 days ago.
Feely knows what Keely is getting at, and he looks at his brother pointedly.
He likes our prices, he explains slowly, and the quality of the work.
There's a stubborn set to Keely's lips. Feely tries not to smile.
He likes the way you wear that shirt, he counters. And there's that fire in his eyes Feely loves. And the way you look with sweat running down your neck.
Feely swipes at his neck with the shoulder of his shirt. It's damp enough already.
No, Keely, he says, slow and patronizing, as if addressing a young dwarfling. That's what you like.
His brother isn't laughing, but they're spared an argument by the opening of the door.
Get that, would you?
Feely says lightly, and turns back to the pot beginning to take shape beneath his hammer. The din of his work drowns out any attempt Keely might make at a quiet conversation, and his brother sulks away.
Feely gives up trying to hide his grin, and as sparks fly, he lets himself smile. He'd never admit it, even to himself, but he loves it when Keely gets like this. Possessive. Domineering.
Feely! He hears his brother call after a moment. All business. And he looks back over his shoulder.
Where did you put Mim's knives?
Feely wipes sweat from his forehead and replies,
In the back, next to that old anvil of names? They're in a box, I think. Want me to go get them? I'll go.
Keely answers, and a mischievous smile touches his lips.
Can't have you dripping sweat everywhere.
He ducks into the back room before Feely has a chance to answer, and he sighs pointedly before smiling at Mim. He's a regular, always in with odds and ends that need fixing up, and Feely says,
Sorry they took so long. We've got a bit of a backlog at the moment.
It's no problem, Mim says. I've got plenty more. I don't really need them that much. I just like stopping by. and his eyes gleam.
Keely, Feely thinks, and forces himself to contain the ear-splitting grin that's threatening to crack his lips.
Well, he says, you're always more than welcome.
And just as Keely is clattering his way out of the back room with a handful of mended knives, Feely reaches for the mug of water his brother gave him half a moment ago, never losing eye contact with their customer. He drinks slowly, letting water spill down his chin and drip down his neck, and Mim's eyes sparkle. Feely finishes the water, looks away, puts the mug down. Just to add a little something, he flexes his biceps as he retrieves his hammer and turns back to work. He can feel Keely's gaze burning into the back of his neck, and he can't help but smile. He hasn't flirted with anyone who isn't Keely that obviously, that ostentatiously, for a long time. His brother deals with Mim in 4 minutes flat. Feely knows, he counted. And then over his hammering, Feely can hear the door being shut and the bolts sliding home. Keely's footsteps are heavy and quick, and then the hammer is being wrenched out of his hand, and there's a hand on his shoulder dragging him away from the forge, dragging him upstairs and into their rooms. The door slams shut behind them, and Keely is suddenly everywhere, pressed up against his back, arms around his chest and a hand in his hair, pulling his head back. A spark of arousal floods through him, and he forces back a sharp gasp. "Do you think that's funny?" Keely hisses in his ear, his fingertips flexing in the damp fabric of Feely's shirt. "Flirting like that? Winding me up?"
"Actually," Feely answers, voice raspy already. "Yeah, it really is."
Keely nips at his earlobe, bites down on the side of his neck. Feely groans, reaches for his brother. But then Keely's hands are tight around his wrists, holding him still.
"You drive me crazy,"
Keely whispers, scrapes his teeth over Feely's racing pulse.
"Likewise,"
Feely grinds out, and then Keely is spinning him round and kissing him fiercely, all teeth and tongue, biting at his lips, fingers dug deep into his biceps, still slick with sweat. Keely pulls away, eyes blazing, sucks a bruise onto his neck, kisses him again. And before Feely really knows what's happening, Keely is fumbling with his trousers and, oh, his brother's hand is warm and sweaty. It doesn't take long. 4 or 5 strokes and Feely is coming inside his clothes, gasping hotly against his brother's lips.
"Mine,"
Keely growls in his ear. And if Feely were more in control of his senses, he would gasp, "Yes, yours, forever," in response. And then Keely's touch softens abruptly, his fingertips stroking across Feely's skin, smooth his sweat-soaked braids out of his face. He kisses Feely, gentle and soft, and the tension is gone, flooding out of his body in that rush of frantic need. Feely gets his breath back and says, "I love you." Keely's eyes are laughing.
"I know," he says, and smiles.
The end.